At this time, I'd like to call the December 11th, 2023 regular board meeting at the Hamilton Educational Center Boardroom at 6 p.m. Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Here.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Here.
Mr. Dahmer.
Here.
Mr. Elbert.
Here. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to accept the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Elbert.
Yes. We have some recognition.
We have a presentation this evening, President Elbert. At this time, I'd like to introduce Mr. Riley Roby, our high school band director.
Thank you. I just wanted to, you know, obviously thank all of you guys for the opportunity to be the director here. Obviously, it's my first year, and I've enjoyed it so far. Mostly, I've enjoyed the students quite a bit. I mean, they have been extremely receptive to everything I've been trying to do here, and I've been, it's obviously been a different type of scenario with a new director, and these students have had the same director for quite some time, and so I've been extremely happy with their progress so far. This year, obviously, we did fairly well at our competitions. We had a first place trophy as a third place trophy, and then we came just short for our state competition. But this is a building year, a year that we're going to continue to get better and progress into the following years. And this is a year that I think even our seniors can be happy and excited that we're part of our program. And so I brought a couple of the students. I'm just going to have them say a couple words very quickly, if that's all right.
Sure, sir.
Belle, if you want to start.
My name's Bella Harris. I'm a Hamilton Township senior, but I also attend the Career Center. So I am lucky enough to be able to participate in the band programs as much as I can, especially considering that Hamilton isn't my home base anymore. I'm extremely happy to be able to participate. It connects me to the people, it connects me to the staff, and especially because music has always been such a big part of my life. And I'm especially happy, like Mr. Roby said, that I could end out my high school band career this way. This is the most included I've felt in band. This is the most fun that I've had with band, and this is probably the best time spent over these last 6 years that I've been participating. But that made me feel old. I don't really have much else to say, except overall it's been a positive experience, and I'm happy to have Mr. Roby here with me.
My name is Kyler Smith. I'm a junior. Both of my brothers were in band. They graduated, I think, 2014 and 2017, and they were under Mark Frazier. And, you know, most of you guys, I assume, know Mr. Frazier. He was amazing. And then my 7th through 10th grade year, so up until last year, I was under Mr. Fulton. And this year has probably been the best year I've had in band and in school, just overall. And Mr. Roby has played a huge part in that. He's been probably one of my favorite teachers of all time, and just been overall amazing. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Hi, I am Rita Borden. I'm a senior. And I've been in band since 6th grade. This year, with Roby, it has been such a different experience than anything I've had in the past. Like, so much so that I've already asked him to hand me my diploma. And it's just been so much fun. It's been, like, we've done different styles of music, he's encouraging us more and pushing us to do more, and he's pushing our strengths and helping us find them. So I'm very thankful for him.
So obviously these are just a few of the students that I've been blessed to be able to teach since I arrived here. And so I'm very thankful for all the interactions that I've been able to have. And so I'm looking forward to more and more of that as the years progress. And I'm thankful for you guys for allowing us the opportunity to be recognized here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't go nowhere. Questions and comments from the board?
I got a question. How much did it cost you?
That was my question. Yeah, you took my question right out.
That's a good question.
No comment.
No, but that's well probably done. The best compliment you can have is the students are really like you and believe in what you're doing. So I'm very grateful that you have taken the job. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to say, first of all, I wasn't aware that our Career Academy students had the opportunity to still participate in band, so I'm really glad to hear that. I know in some districts that's not a thing, and it prevents students from even going and taking advantage of that opportunity, so that's wonderful. To hear you guys say that you've had fun and that this is like your best year, to me means more than any competition or anything else that you could do, because these are memories that are going to last for you forever, and that's an amazing thing. And I know firsthand from having my own child that's in the program, that it's not just these ones that were paid to say that. All the kids truly do love Mr. Obi and have great things to say. So we appreciate you. And thank you all for coming out tonight.
Jimmy?
First, I just wanted to let you guys know that the band is just as much a part of any of the extracurricular activities that happen at the school. Whether it's pep band, whether it's the football games, or just anything that you guys are at. I know you guys show up to Volley for the Cure and stuff like that also. So I want to thank you guys for your hard work and dedication and everything that you guys do to support all the athletics and extracurricular activities at the school. Also, I just want to thank the parents that supported the kids. I know getting them up to practices and stuff like that can be a tremendous effort. And also to the competitions. And then I also want to thank all your parents or your volunteers that are there to support you guys through everything that you guys do.
So one, I think, is a testament to everything that you do with their feedback of you. So you're doing a great job. I can definitely tell the difference in the students, not only at the football games, just everything they do. I've had parents reach out to me to let me know how well they're doing and how much their children are actually enjoying the program this year. So thank you for that and everything you guys do.
Thank you.
Well, everybody just said just about everything that could be said, except I'm real happy that you came to Hamilton. I know that you thought about it. It wasn't an easy decision for you students. I think you guys are great, really. And if he's the guy that's making life enjoyable, life is supposed to be enjoyable. You're supposed to have fun. And you're supposed to enjoy yourself. And thank you for that. So I was going to see if you guys made references as a profession, because I could probably use a couple references in the future, and if it's available, I'd love to have you guys write me up one. So thank you very much, and of course thank the parents. Band camp, my daughter would lose 10 pounds in that week. And if anybody doesn't think that is athletic, they ought to try it sometime. So, but thank you very much. Mark?
Yeah, thanks, President Obert, members of the board. You know, from my perspective, I'll echo what the board member said. I think Jimmy touched on this as well. Obviously, we have a few of the band parents here this evening. In addition to all the great things Mr. Roby's doing, I appreciate it. You know, we had a late hire with Mr. Roby, and there was kind of an interim time there as we were going through a lot. And, you know, I think the strength of that parent organization kind of holding things together and then welcoming him in and helping him hit the ground successfully is a big part of things. And then obviously our kids buying into it as well. You know, you never know from my perspective, when you make a change in leadership, I had an indication, I had an inkling how this would go, which is why I made the choice. But, you know, until you actually see it and you see the kids buying into it, you never really know. So I was really proud of what we did this year. He and I have had a number of conversations. I'm extremely excited about where this program's heading. You know, from our perspective around here, this was an excellent year. And I think Mr. Roby doesn't have the, just the, you know, the time here in this district and maybe understanding where we've been and such, but there was a lot of like apologies almost from him throughout the year. And I'm like, buddy, I don't know if you realize exactly how well you're doing. So hopefully this goes a little way to making you feel appreciated and making you guys feel appreciated as well. So, you know, Mr. Dahmer also said, you know, the band's a big part of things. Make an argument, it's almost the biggest part of things. We probably have more participation in that sport than we do any other. Probably pretty close with football, but when we build this thing out, there's probably more participation in band and, you know, arguably, again, probably our best parent organization as well, probably our best volunteerism and such. So, no, extremely proud of that and look forward to seeing you guys at some basketball games. And thanks so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And that concludes my report, President.
Yeah. Participation. Nobody wants to talk? Okay. Board report. And give your reports at the same time. Dave, you want to start us off?
Yeah. I did get to go see, must have been intermediate choir concert.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Just amazing what they can do and the difference between the seventh grade and the eighth grade. How much they grow is unbelievable. I probably get to go here and see the high school. I think it's Thursday.
Thursday's band, correct, Mr. Roby?
Is it band?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. One of them, I got going every different direction. I got a calendar. And I'm looking forward to seeing that too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mrs. Clark?
I don't really have much to report at this time. I just want to say I am excited about the announcement that we got about the play, the Anastasia. Mm-hmm. So other than that, it seems like things are continuing to be really strong, a really good year, and it's wonderful.
Good. Mrs. Isaac?
So I don't really have a lot either. I do want to bring something up, but it's not as a slight to Mr. Tyler. Okay. I think we all saw that Groveport had a breach and the message that went out last night. So I just want to make sure that we're in a good posture from a cyber perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not saying that we're not, I'm not insinuating that. But for us to really look at and make sure if there's anything more that we can put in place to prevent something like that, I would encourage us to do so. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yep, couldn't agree more.
It's December, really. I mean, thank you to everyone that's sitting here, all the teachers, custodians, bus drivers, lunch ladies, everyone. You made it through. December, I guess.
Eight big ones to go.
I'm thanking myself in the process of this. So just thank you for everything you do. You guys probably don't hear enough, so I hope you guys are able to have a good holiday and have some time off to spend with your kids. That's all I got.
All righty. Jimmy.
First, I want to piggyback off of what Mary said there, you know, thanks everybody for, you know, the start to the school year. I know, you know, it's been a really good start. You know, let's continue and get it through the end of the quarter and, you know, enjoy our couple weeks off to celebrate the holidays and everything, and then come back rejuvenated into the third quarter. Sports-wise, I know we've had a pretty good start for boys basketball. I know that they, you know, had a couple big wins right there at the beginning. Congratulations to the girls wrestling team for being able to host their first meet. I know that it's a developing sport. You know, it finally got sanctioned by Ohio High School, but you know, I know it can be a sport that, you know, can really take off quickly around that. Also, you know, just want to say, you know, good luck to everybody, you know, with their upcoming events that are coming up. I know I don't want to take too much away from Nadir, but congratulations to him for qualifying for the national track again. You know, I know that's a big step. I know it got released a couple days ago, but, you know, again, just want to thank all the dedication for the driver's ed, everybody who stepped up to get certified for that, and thank you to all the board members and everybody who put in the time and effort to make sure that we were able to just provide one more advantage to our kids that they can do that through the school versus having to do it outside. Lastly, I just want to thank everybody for the last 4 years. It's been a pleasure, you know, being on the board and working with everybody. And, you know, I'll continue to be at board meetings, and, you know, hopefully in a few years, you know, I'll be sitting up here again. So thank you, everybody.
Well, when are we going to do that?
Whenever you would like. Do
it
now?
I'd like to do it now.
Let's do it now. You
want
to
do
it?
Now.
Okay. It's kind of tradition when we have an outgoing board member that we show a little bit of gratitude. This is a plaque we had made for Mr. Dahmer for his 4 years of service. You know, I think our community that shows up to these meetings, you know, you see, you know, they're typically about 45 minutes or an hour or something like that. It's kind of the tip of the iceberg. I don't know if necessarily the general public gets to appreciate the way I get to appreciate, and the other board members appreciate, and certainly Mr. Wilson, the amount of time and effort and dedication, and, you know, when their phone is ringing at, you know, sometimes 10, 11 o'clock at night and needing to answer that call. There's a lot that goes into this, and Mr. Dahmer, you know, we're excited, you know, for him to continue and those kind of things. You know, he just mentioned that, you know, we might see him, but at this point, we just, you know, want to express gratitude. Certainly welcome Maria to our team starting in January, but where Jimmy's concerned, James, excuse me. I think, you know, from my perspective, I don't get to vote, nor do I get to evaluate board members. They evaluate me, but from my perspective, this guy did an excellent job. So thank you, sir. Yeah.
Jim, when they gave me my plaque the last time, I told them I'd be back.
You reminded me of that today.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yes, it did.
Okay. I had the opportunity to go to the middle school wrestling tournament down in Logan. And we were always known as a wrestling school. People all over the state knew Hamilton Township because we were a wrestling school. And it's been a long time. I really think that it's moving in the right direction again. And very pleased with that. When you've been the best and then you kind of slide off the scale, And some people just didn't understand what that meant to our community. If you don't live here, then it's hard to understand that. But I think we're moving in the right directions. And Jim, I'm going to miss you for the next 2 years. I'm sure that we'll be working together again. And that's my report. It's probably one of the shortest ones everybody's heard.
Very good.
I was really digging deep to come out with something. Let's see. Need a motion to set the January meeting into an organizing meeting along with a regular board meeting.
Do we
have a second? Second. Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac.
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer.
Yes.
Mr. Obert.
Yes. We also need a motion to appoint a president pro tem. Do we have any nominations?
I nominate Mr. Obert.
Second.
Any other nominations? Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac. Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Treasurer's report.
I don't think I have anything to add at the moment.
Alrighty. I don't know if you're allowed to do that. We're allowed to do that. I don't know. Is he allowed to do that, Dave?
He got to make up something next time.
Right.
I don't know. It's thorough emails, I think.
Right. Uh-huh. I feel like I know more than ever, personally.
Very true.
Okay. We need a motion to approve the financial programs.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte.
Yes.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. Superintendent's report.
Yeah, thank you, President Obert. Just a couple quick things. I've reported the last two meetings, and we'll make it three in a row on our driver's training program. Obviously, you know, we took possession of the car a couple of weeks ago. We brought you all together, had a very nice picture. We kind of pressed go on our efforts there on Friday. So Friday about probably 10 o'clock, Mike started advertising this to the community that we were open for business. Since that time, this has broken the record for all the metrics that Mr. Sutherland tracks as far as like our reach, so like our views, our likes, those kind of things. So in simplest terms, this is probably the most positive piece of news, at least as received by our community, that we've ever released since we've tracked these metrics. I mean, it's extremely exciting. You know, the old saying is, if you build it, they will come, right? I don't think this is a surprise, but it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you know, I figured that we would have a lot of interest, but you just never know until you do it, right? So we announced this and told people to contact Mr. Whitney if they're interested in signing up. I spoke to Mr. Whitney last night. I don't know if you have an update from today. I didn't speak to him today. But as of last evening, we had already had 41 individuals reach out to contact Mr. Whitney. I just couldn't be happier about that. Any update on that today, Mr. O'Hearn?
So overnight, there's been three more. So I had 44.
44? Yeah. It's absolutely fabulous. I think there's even a couple people that maybe paid a deposit ahead of being able to pay a deposit. But God bless them for being interested. So I don't know. I'm just really proud of this. I'm proud of the work that everybody put into it, as Mr. Dahmer said a while ago. This one, probably more than anything that I could think of we've done in a long time, was really a team, and I mean a true team effort from the board through the central office administration to our building level administration to our drivers, to Mr. Whitney, to, you know, and even I shouldn't slight the Muskingum Valley ESE. You know, honestly, without their support in this, I don't know that we would have gotten to where we're at now. So extremely excited about that. We'll continue to update you, but at this point, students are free to sign up. We can begin their, basically their coursework immediately. A lot of the written part of this, the computer-based part of this, we can begin pretty much immediately. We have the codes to do so. And then when we return from Christmas break, I think it's maybe the second week in January, something like that, we're going to be in a position to start doing in-cars. We're just waiting on a final piece of certification from our drivers, but that's just right around the corner. So super happy with that. The only other thing I want to report on is holiday help. You know, guys, that's one of those things that's a real soft spot, just a soft place in my heart. I'm always impressed by the generosity of our community, our staff. This year, we are providing assistance to 58 families and a total of 170 students that are going to receive things at Christmas time who maybe otherwise wouldn't have. Mr. Sutherland heads that up, so thank you for your efforts, and thank you to everybody who donates and makes that such a great thing every year, and glad we're able to do that for those kids. So, President Obert, that concludes my report this evening.
All righty, thank you. Mm-hmm. And we need a motion to approve educational programs.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I was glad to see that we are doing the professional development for our teachers on that April date for the eclipse.
Eclipse. Yes, we're making the best. This is lemonade out of lemons. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Just to throw out there, I don't know, you know, if plans have already been made for, like, what that day will entail, but I think it would be cool if we could work out something so that, like, some of it was self-directed so that if people could complete it in advance or whatever, that they could be released so that they could take with their families and be able to participate in some of the activities around that day.
We're currently having some of those discussions as we speak, but, you're stealing my thunder, but, I think it's certainly likely we could get our staff out of here. And time to go see them with their families. Honestly, if for nothing else, to get them out of here in time to be able to avoid any traffic that might happen, because we definitely have people that are headed north. So, yeah, that's kind of in the thought process.
I know how to use Zoom and virtual things now, so, you know,
yeah.
Those kind of...
Absolutely.
Any other comments? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yeah.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
Excellent.
Need approval for personnel.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. We'll see how that works. I talked to everybody. There's no really a lot of questions. You don't have to write a lot of stuff down. It's,
yeah, I like that.
Goes right through the roll call.
That's great. I
apologize, we'll take care of you. Okay, number 11. Need a motion for personnel classified.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments? Hearing none. Roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes. I thought for sure there's going to be a lot of questions on that. After I made that comment. No table items. Executive session. We do have an executive session. Item A. Need a motion?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Schutte?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mrs. Isaac?
Yes.
Mr. Dahmer?
Yes.
Mr. Obert?
Yes.
It is 6:29.